From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Since 2001, 16 community colleges in Florida have become state colleges. That reflects their expanded mission of offering four-year degrees, not only two-year degrees. The legislature even renamed the Florida Community College System to the Florida College System. Now, Florida lawmakers are considering a bill that limits those expansions. At the same time, the smallest community college in Florida is taking its first steps towards offering four-year degrees. WLRN's Nancy Klinger takes us to a classroom on Stock Island in the Keys.
All righty. Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
All right. Well, I want to welcome everybody to the first night of financial management. Fine 3403. I am your professor, Dr. Jamal Austin, but I go by Dr. J.
Dr. J is new to Florida Keys Community College, and the class he's teaching is part of a brand new program. The students can earn a bachelor's degree in supervision and management. It's the first four-year program at FKCC. These students aren't 18-year-olds right out of high school, and they already know something about the working world.
There is no one in the program that has not worked this morning.
Like Keisha Ellaby. She retired from the Navy after 20 years.
20 years, 3 months, 2 weeks, 4 days.
Ellaby is pretty precise about time. That helps her manage her schedule. She works every day in a civilian job at the Navy's medical clinic in Key West. She starts at 7 in the morning. Then after work,
from 16:30 to 21:45, that's 4:30 to 9:45, I'm here on campus.
On Saturdays, Ellaby meets up with a study group on campus or at Starbucks. Neetu Jagasia is in that group. She got her associate's degree from FKCC 14 years ago, and she had a scholarship to Florida International University on the mainland.
But I'd met my ex-husband at that time, and I didn't want to leave. And then, of course, got married, had kids, and then I couldn't go anywhere. And I'm not one of those people that can do it online. I like the face-to-face interaction.
Last year, she heard about the new baccalaureate program.
I couldn't wait to go back and finish my degree.
Jagasia works two jobs, for Delta Airlines and a company that arranges logistics for private jets at the Key West Airport. And she likes her work, but says having a four-year degree will give her more options.
Well, I was a manager at Quiznos for 6 years, and after that closed, I was trying to find another job and realize how hard it is to find a job out here, especially if you don't have a degree.
Jonathan Guevara is president of FKCC. He says it's one thing to tell students on the mainland that if they want a four-year degree, they should attend a state university.
But here, when you are 130-plus miles away from the nearest land-based campus, it changes everything.
Guevara says the college wants to focus on fields where there's lots of demand in the workforce. Hospitality, nursing.
If the need's not there, we don't do it.
He's well aware of the push from some Florida lawmakers to limit four-year programs. This is happening just as Florida Keys Community College is moving in the other direction. FKCC is the smallest college in the state system, and it's the farthest from Tallahassee.
You know, we've got to make sure that folks remember that we are here.
Being so small has some benefits, though, as Dr. J learned when he started teaching here a few months ago.
I've taught at about five other universities, but for some reason, everybody here knows my name.
Florida Keys Community College is hoping to change its name this year to the College of the Florida Keys. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klinger.
This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.